What's crazy is that two nights before, this same performer is headlining at the Hollywood Bowl. So he's a man of some significance. Glenn Campbell is who we're talking about. What do you think of? I think Rhinestone Cowboy first, usually, but that's probably not how he would want to be known.
I think the Summer Smothers Brothers show. That tells you how old I am, from 1968.
So Glenn Campbell has one of the most interesting stories going right now. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a couple of years ago. And so he was able to go into creating one last album, knowing that it was going to be his last album. And this is, he's calling this the goodbye tour. It's the last time he's going to have a chance to go on the road. The album is called Ghost on the Canvas, and it's been really critically well received. And what's really cool for someone like me, who didn't really grow up with Glenn Campbell, he was a little bit before my time, was this new album. A lot of people came out of the woodwork to work with it on it, including Paul Westerberg of The Replacements, one of my favorite people who co-wrote a few songs. Chris Isaak, Brian Setzer, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins all play some guitar on it with him. He covers a song by Guided by Voices, another one of my favorite bands. So it's a really interesting set, and he's out on the road with his kids doing shows. Reports have been really strong out of these last shows, so it's a last chance, and that's in Sandy on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And if you go to sandyarts.com, you can find all the info you need.
It's also Arts Festival weekend.
It's off and going right now as we speak. Always one of my favorite things to do in the summertime. What's really cool this year is they have more than 50 new artists among the 150 or so artists that are there that have never been at the Arts Festival before. And they also have a really great music lineup. For me, the highlight, much like last year, on the last slot on Sunday night, they put in a great bluegrass band. This year, it's a band called Blue Highway. Last year, it was the Del McCurry Band. So I always make sure I'm there for the very last gasp of the Art Fest. But lots of good stuff to see before then. Lots of great local bands, awesome art,